Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturae, creator of pro-metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today I have the lovely Laura back on the podcast. Have you been on once or twice before?
Just once, the one
just
on the
once.
Estrogen.
That's right. Yeah. Go back and listen to that podcast if you haven't. It's awesome. We got so much great feedback on that. And this is a bit of an interesting episode. We're just going to talk about our decision not to have kids and just various other things. But maybe just before we jump into it, just want to quickly tell people a bit about yourself, because if they haven't listened to the other podcasts, they won't know who you are.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Laura Lyons. I am the owner of Wild Lyons Wellness, and also Wild and Well Fed is another brand that I have. It's my membership, my course. It's also some products. We just came out with coffee. So I have a few different things going on, but everything you can find about me is on Instagram. But I'm basically a women's health nutritionist, and I've been working with women for 7 years now? It's been a while. So I basically just focus on mostly women's health and nutrition, lifestyle, stress, mostly pro-metabolic, same type of stuff as you too. So yeah.
Cool. All right. How old are you again?
I'm 37.
37 and I'm 42, 43 in January very soon. So we just had a good old yarn, didn't we? Before the last podcast. And just finding a bit more about each other's personal lives. Laura and her husband had decided not to have kids. Mm-hmm. And we went through our own journey, which I'll talk a little bit more about too. Somehow we decided we're like, let's do a podcast about deciding not to have kids. And anyway, do you want to start? Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to start. How did we, because we were talking about the community.
I know.
Yeah, like I'm sort of trying to remember why we wanted to do the podcast.
Well, I think it's funny because I was talking to my husband earlier about it. And I was like, oh, I'm doing that podcast with Kitty today about, you know, not having kids. And I was like, it's kind of funny that it's actually a topic of conversation, because I'm like, it's just my life, you know, it's just like how I live my life. And it's so interesting that people are actually like concerned for me or concerned with the fact that I don't have children.
That's it. Yeah. And this, like, you know, sometimes, and again, I know it's not, you know, sometimes you'll read posts, like certain people will post things about, or like women should be living on the homestead and be having kids. And if you have a career, like that's not basically good, you know, like it's that, I think we, that's.
We're just in this era right now where we're seeing a lot of motherhood accounts and we're also in this era of where people are finally starting to come awake to things, right? And realizing like how corrupt like the world is, and realizing how corrupt, like we've all been sold this lie that we're supposed to have a career instead of children. And we've all been sold this lie that, you know, that we should, that we need, we basically, what you're going to see online is you're going to see that we should be living on a homestead and having children. And that's the only way that we're not going to be stressed out. That's the only way that we're going to step back into our feminine energy. And in my opinion, like, there are so many ways to mother, right? Like it doesn't have to be in the sense of children, like a mother-child relationship. I mean, think about the work that both me and you do to help women. We are mothering women all day, every day. We only have the capacity to do the work that we do because we don't have children, right? We have the ability to do this work. And I think that's where people are, you know, I think social media is playing into a lot of this, and it's making us no longer innately tune into what we need as humans or what we actually want as humans. And, you know, of course you'll get kind of caught up. What you'll get caught up in with social media is the fact that everybody's showing their highlight reel. So, you know, you're going to see the highlights of having children. You're never going to see what it looks like 24/7 to have children. And I have a lot of people, like women in my membership or clients, come to me, and a lot of people are in that kind of like newborn to like, you know, 5-year toddler stage, right? And they'll say something to me like, I had no idea it was going to be this hard. And I think we have the wrong perception because a lot of us are seeing that highlight reel on Instagram and thinking, oh my gosh, like the only way for me to not be stressed out, the only way for me to like step into my feminine is if I have children and live on a homestead. And then people are realizing they do that and they're still not fulfilled, right? That the children, the homestead, the animals, all of that didn't fulfill them, you know? So it's just, we're seeing this weird time right now where motherhood accounts are huge. And I think women are not actually tuning in to themselves to realize, like, is that what I want or is that not what I want? What do I actually want in my life, right? That can be children, that cannot be children, that can be a homestead. Maybe it's not. Maybe you like a city, right? Like, but you need to tune into that and realize, do we actually want that or not? And we're just being, just as we're fed advertisements for weight loss or advertisements for all these things online, we're also being sold this idea that you need to have children and live on a homestead in order to heal, right now.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I have been going through a bit of a journey with, I've got a coach. The best way to call her, I think, would be like an emotional coach. And I actually started working with her, Greta. She's amazing. When Craig and I were trying to have a baby, and I remember, thinking back to that point when I was like, oh, maybe we should have a baby because we were going through the pandemic, and I was like, oh, maybe this is what I need. Like, wasn't really like, this is what, like, to have this perfect life. And I mean, I was already happy, but I was like, maybe there's something, I'm not really sure. Like, I wasn't really like, because I'd never really before that been overly maternal and really wanted to have kids. And so I think, yeah, I don't know. And then it's interesting, Greta and I have talked about this a lot. And she's like, because I worked with my business partner, Emma, he did heaps of, like, I just never could fall pregnant, not even once. And the longer it went on, the more stressed out I got about it. And Greta said to me, I think, like, emotionally, your body was saying to you that this is not the right thing. Like, the more and more you went down, the more stressed you got about it. And then Craig also eventually said to me, I actually don't want to have a kid. And she's like, your body was picking up on that and going, this is not the right thing. Like, we've talked a lot about it. And I think, like, I believe, I still don't believe in a God, but as such, like, there's a higher power, and everything that's happening to you is happening for you for a reason. So I was not meant to have a baby. Like, that's what I think, but
And I think it has a lot to do with who you're with too. Like, so me and my husband, I'll just tell a little back history of like me and him, media and all of this. So we have been together since 2012 was when we met. So about 12 years now we've been together since then. We got married in 2016 and we've never been drawn to having children. It is something that was just never really something we cared for. Like we love, okay, I have to like we love our life. Like we love our life together. Like I cannot even explain to you like how fulfilled and happy I am with my life and my husband that I don't really think, and we personally don't think a child would enhance that for us because we just have such a good life together, you know? And I think one of the things too is you have to check in. So something that we always do is we kind of like check in with each other. And I love writing pros and cons lists. So we'll write like a pros and cons list of like
Love that.
pro to having a child, con to having a child, right? And what that would look like. And especially even with like my age now, you know, it's like I probably have what, maybe one child at this point. I don't think I would have any more than that. And so we check in with each other to make sure we're both still on the same page. Because I never want to get to a point where it's like he decides he wants to all of a sudden have children and I don't. Like, you know what I mean? I want to always check in with that. So we write pros and cons lists. And for literally 12 years, that pros and cons list has never changed. And we always choose to not have children. It has never changed. So I think that's a big part of it too, is always checking in with yourself and making sure that that is the right decision for both of you. And you never want to actually say like, I'm never having children. Like we made the choice to not have children, but we always needed to make sure that if that was to randomly change, we were both prepared for you know? And so just being fully aware that eventually it could change, you know? And I already told my husband, I'm like, hey, like 40 is my cutoff. So if in like 2 years you decide you want to have kids, like kind of have to kind of start letting me know now, you know? I'm kind of not, after 40, I'm kind of not into this, you know? But I think people are on the fence about it. And if you're on the fence about it, you got to write a pros and cons list. You have to, if you're on the fence about it, if you're literally wishy-washy about having children, this is a lifetime thing. This isn't just a cute, oh my gosh, I get to have a child. I'm going to be pregnant. This isn't cute. Like, this is a lifelong commitment. It's hard. It's heartbreaking. There's so many emotions that go into it. It's stressful, and you have to be prepared for that. And I think, you know, a lot of people just have children that shouldn't have children. I'm going to be completely honest. And I know that there's plenty of mothers out there that would listen to this and say, yeah, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people that have children that should not have had children. And I think if you are on the fence or you're a little bit wishy-washy about it, your body is probably saying something to you like,
That's what
maybe,
I
maybe.
think. That's exactly what Greta and I talked about. And I think, you know, are you having a child because you truly that's what you want? And there's so many women out there. Like, I've got so many friends who have had kids and they love being a mom. Obviously, there's challenging times, but,
Yeah, for sure.
you know, there's ones that just, and you're like, oh, that's great. You know, I'm so happy for you. But then a lot of women, I think they're not feeling fulfilled and they might have, like, I was thinking, okay, should I have it? Like, Greta says to me, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. And I agree with you. I think because you're like, it's so life changing. And I had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine, Carol. She's in our program. Love her. She's a psychotherapist. She's in her 50s. And when we were right at the end of like the trying, and I think because of my personality and what I've been learning about myself doing this emotional work is, you know, I'm a people pleaser and really driven to succeed and really develop that masculine side of myself. And it's interesting, Greta and I have talked about this a lot. It's not that that's bad, but now just, cultivating the more feminine side, and you can do it without kids, you know. And I think, you know, part of me in the end, like, was just like so ashamed that I couldn't fall pregnant. Like, so, like, I was like, you run this fucking program where women come in here all the time. Like, they don't purposely come in to get pregnant, but they some do, but you know, they fall pregnant. It's about fertility and health. And here's you are, and you can't do it, and you're failing. And then we talked about doing IVF. And I think that was this last resort to be like, well, I have to achieve it. I have to achieve it. And, you know, when Craig and I really talked about it and he said, I don't want to have a baby. And then I went away and did some sort of, you know, like deep thinking. And, you know, I was like, I don't want to do IVF. It was making me feel anxiety thinking about it. And then, you know, really reflecting on, do I really want to have a baby or am I just doing it because I need to succeed? You know?
You have that type of mentality, like that goal mentality. So it's like I need to just go through with it.
And I think I, got rid of all the shame and the going, it's okay, you're not a failure. Like, it's okay.
And I think some of it comes down to two, like if you, so people have a child because they get bored. They get bored with life.
100%.
And sometimes, like, I'll joke with my husband and I'm like, man, I've just been kind of bored lately. I'm like, you want to have a kid? And he's like, nah. Like, it's just kind of a joke because it's just like, I might be bored for like a week and be thinking,
Oh,
like, let me
I'll have a
analyze
kid
my
for the
life
next eternity. You know, 20 years I live at home, but it's so. Oh, just back to the Carol thing. I'm sorry, I got off track, but what she back, we
Oh,
had a
yeah.
good chat about it. And she's like, listen, unless you really want to have a baby, like, do not do IVF. It'll be stressful, emotionally draining. And she's like, you can't give that baby back. And she talked about like someone that she knows, and she's like, these people shouldn't have had a kid. Like, the mother, like, always says these comments about the kids, like, sort of resents them in a way. And she's like, you can't resent them. Like, you chose to have them. They don't owe you anything. You know, like, you made that decision, and you don't want to be resentful of them after you have them. I was like, oh, that's a really good point. And it made me really think,
That was a conversation between me and my husband too. He's like, I don't want to be resentful. I don't want to be resentful of you. I don't want to be resentful of a child. He's like, I just, unless I, it is a hell yes, like it's a hell no for now, you know? And it's like, I'm just reaching that age where I'm realizing how fast life goes by, like
Oh, I know.
so fast. And I'm like, I'm gonna blink and be like 45, right? And I'm like, it's just, do I really want to spend my next from 40 until I'm 60 taking care of a child or taking care of a kid? And like, do I really want to do that? And no, I don't. And I just, like I've said, like I just love my life so much and the ability that I can just get up and go on a whim. And I don't think people realize how much your life does change with the child. I've seen it with all of my friends. I've seen it with everybody. It's not like, to me, with the activities and the stuff that I like to do, people are like, oh yeah, you could just take a child, like, traveling across the country. You could take them up on Sisters Mountain up here at, 20,000 feet elevated. Like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, like that sounds like nice and all, but like I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that when I'm barely sleeping because of a newborn baby. And like, it's just one of those things where I am just not super drawn to a lifestyle with children. I'm just not. And I think, there are just those few moments where you'll be online and you'll see people that are kind of living a lifestyle like you, and then they have children and they're still, traveling with them and doing things with their children. But I'm like, but I'm only seeing 1% of their life right now. I'm not seeing the full picture of like what that looks like. Like, are the parents arguing all the time because it's hard? Like, are none of you sleeping? Like, how is your health? Like, I'm not seeing the other aspects of that, because I really truly think that if social media didn't exist with these accounts that are kind of like pushing children on you, then you never probably would have even really had that feeling, right? You probably wouldn't have even thought about it. It would have just been your life, right?
And you know, like when this is observations of different people that I know that have kids, you know, some of them, it's like they have kids and they're all that shit's happening. And obviously there's it's hard at time, but they're genuinely happy in that. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. And then you see the other ones where you think, oh, maybe they shouldn't have had kids, because it always just seems so fucking hard. Like, always. And you're like, obviously it's going to be hard, but like if you really truly wanted it. You know, like I think like in our businesses, like you've got a business too, we've got a couple of businesses, and there's been fucking times when it's hard. Like you know, like we've had ups and downs and growth periods and changes, but genuinely I love all of it. Like I'm not
Same.
saying that there's not hard bits, but I never think to myself, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Like I really, really love it and enjoy it and get so much satisfaction, and like you helping women, I interview them on our podcast, I think, oh fuck yeah, like this is so, you know, so I think that again, yeah, with some, and it's like you've just really got to think about what is it that you want.
And everybody's life is so different. I mean, if I was still living back home in Boston, Massachusetts, where my family is, and everyone around me was having kids, like I probably would just jump on it, Like I feel like, yeah, this is
Just
just
pump a
life
few out.
is, like this is me. But me, I kind of changed the trajectory of my life by moving to different areas and figuring out who I am as a person. And if I had stayed, living back home where like my family is, I probably wouldn't have grown to the person that I am today. And I feel so fulfilled, and I do feel like I do mother people. I feel like I do it with my work, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think it's actually a nice thing. And I think this is where my purpose is this. My purpose is this work. It is helping women with their health. And it's not in the sense of me of taking care of a child.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. So I just wanted to jump in and quickly talk about the launch of our brand new coaching app. Now, we've spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars developing this app. Now, the reason we built the app is because we wanted to help more women look and feel their best after 40. If you follow me for a while, you'll know that I'm 43 and I spent 17 years of my life jumping from one bloody quick fix diet to the next. I hated my body, my weight yo-yoed up and down. I had painful and irregular cycles. I had a miscarriage, crappy sleep, low energy. I was constipated and bloated, and I used to lose my shit at the drop of a hat. I felt like I was obsessed with food and I constantly thought about what I could or couldn't eat. And I was a terrible binge eater. I actually remember I sat outside the gym one day and ate 8 crunchy bars in one sitting. I cut sugar, I cut carbs, I cut dairy, and I did just about every diet out there in pursuit of a number on the scales. I was so miserable. But that all changed when I met Emma Skourakis, the nutrition coach, and she's also my business partner in Saturé. And at the same time that I met Emma, I met Craig, who is now my husband. So Emma introduced me to the work of Dr. Ray Peet and taught me how to nourish my body to support my metabolism. I was just so bloody happy. I could eat real food again, fresh fruit, juice, potatoes, cheese, ice cream, big yummy steaks. My cycles became regular and pain-free. I was sleeping through the night. No more constipation or bloating. I had energy again and the binge eating stopped. Now, Craig taught me how to strength train, like really properly strength train. And I finally achieved the toned and athletic body I was working so hard for by actually training less. Now, it changed my life so much that I left my job in mining and I started New Strength with Craig. We ran a gym for a few years. Then we developed the one-on-one Win at Life coaching program. Now, our coaching program is incredible and it costs $4,000 to work with us for 16 weeks. Now, we know that not every woman can afford this. So this is why we developed our brand new training and nutrition app with a group coaching program to support it. We wanted to make this incredible information and transformation available to way more women. So on the 2nd of May, we'll be holding a live launch event for the app and group coaching program where we're going to take you through all of the details. Now, we're going to be offering special foundation membership prices for the first 500 people who join, and then the price will go up. We'll also be giving away some incredible prizes that, to those that come to the launch. So this will include Saturé gift packs, one-on-one consults with Craig, and we're also giving away 10 12-month memberships to the app and coaching program. So we're holding it live in a Facebook group so that we can give away the prizes. So all you need to do is click on the link in the show notes to register and then join the group. Let's get back to the podcast.
I now have the capacity to be able to take care of women. I have the capacity to be able to step in when my friends do have kids and I can take care of their kids with them. I can help them. I can be more of that type of a mother component as opposed to needing to have a child of my own, you know? I'm just going to have more capacity. And most of my friends do have children, you know, that are between the ages of like 2 and 6, I would say is like the average range for most of the kids. And I'm just like, I just watch how fast these kids grow up. And for a while, I think this is where the problem kind of comes into is, so if you're wishy-washy about having children, but all your friends are having kids, right? Everybody around you is having children. You start to think, oh my gosh, like I'm going to lose my friends if I don't have kids. Like I'm not going to be able to have like a relationship with these people because they're not going to have anything in common with me anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have kids because their friends are having kids, even though they feel a little bit off about it and they don't feel right about having kids, but they just do it because they're told that they should, you know, by family and friends. And I have to say, it's probably the complete opposite though. Like I feel like friendships can get a lot stronger with the people that don't have children, because again, you have the capacity, you can show up, you can be more present, you can, you know, you can step in. And again, that's where the mothering, more feminine nurturing side can come in, is that you can come in and, you know, help out these other mothers that aren't able to necessarily have the capacity to do that at the time. So
yeah, that's an interesting perspective. I've never thought about it like that, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I've got this friend of mine and she's had a baby, a son. He's like 8 now. And she said to me, yeah, when I think about it, I probably did it because I was bored with life. She said I would never take it back, but said the same thing, you know, and she's very frank about it. Yeah. And yeah, it's really interesting.
If you talk to most women that have children, besides the ones that were just like born to be moms, that are just like power moms, you know, like they just, that's just like in their DNA and their blood. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, like, this is my thing. This is my purpose. You know, most of the moms that I do talk to have some sort of regret. And I hate to even say that, but they do. And they always say, you know, I would never take back having children, but it's been the hardest time of my entire life. So like they, everybody always has some, a little bit of regret. And whereas I think one thing is, especially since both of us were kind of like on the fence about having children, by not having children for me in particular, I'm never going to know what that feels like. I'm still just going to live my life. I'm going to feel fulfilled. Otherwise, like I'm never going to feel like something's missing because I don't know what it feels like to have a child, you know?
Totally.
Whereas these people lived an entire life without having children and then have children and realize, wow, gosh, like this was a decision, you know? This was a hard
And I think, you know what I also think too, like, and I've talked to Greta about this, like she was talking about women and this whole masculine, like feminine thing and the polarity, which I'm just learning more about now. And it's really interesting to me and practicing. And, you know, it's because I'm always been so like driven and go, go, go. And she's like, it's great. Like it's built your businesses. Like don't, you know, sometimes I have this thing about, oh God, it's not like I shouldn't be like this, but she's like, don't love those parts. She's, it's amazing how you are, but just, you know, like society sometimes I think too, like it might go the other way, like the feminists, like they're really like, I fucking don't need a man, I don't, you know. And then she was basically saying that women, like as the years have gone on, are more depressed and more unhappy because they're trying to do it all, like have the family, have the work career. And I think sometimes it's difficult to do all of those things. It's like you need to choose one or the other at some point in time, potentially, and then really like know, is that what I really want? And if you don't want to have kids, that's also okay. Does that make sense? Like, and I think like back in the day, like women would be around their families and they'd have that support. And like it's interesting, the ones that I like, I was speaking to Noelle, I interviewed Noelle, she's been on the podcast a few times. And she's someone who I think was doing what we were doing previously, but realized that that wasn't her calling, and her calling was really to have, and she loves it. Like you can really, and she's on the farm and she's doing the kids, but she's not trying to like fucking work full time and then raise the kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's women are asking so much of themselves, and I'm like, it's just, that would be so difficult. And I think that's what I've thought about a lot too, when we were going through it, as like towards the end, I was like, look, are you really going to be happy not doing your business? Like, are you going to be happy just to step back and be a mom for however many years? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that going to, like, these are just all the questions that I've had to ask myself, and sort of being okay with like not judging myself, going, oh, you're selfish for wanting to choose this path.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's the other people. I think the biggest thing here that's kind of hilarious is it's judgment. It's like people are judging you for the life that you want to live, right? And yeah, I mean, I said the same thing to my husband. I was just like, I don't think I'd be happy without like my career that I have. Like I actually really, we have a different type of career though. Like me and you, we work for ourselves. Like we work from home. Like we have it set very well. Like it's not like we're going to like a corporate business and
Maybe we're doing fulfilling work. Like you
very
said, like
fulfilling work. Yes. And so I think that plays a big role. And yeah, like I said to my husband, I was like, I don't think I would be happy like just being a mom. Like I actually really do like to work. Like I do like to sit at my computer and work, and I like to help women, and I like to do this type of stuff. And I don't think I'd be able to step away from that and feel very fulfilled because it is such a huge part of my life. And I think sometimes, to put it in another perspective, something else I've seen is that people, a lot of women are so burnt out in life. Like they're just so burnt out. And whether it be working corporate career, even entrepreneurs, a lot of them are very burnt out because this work is hard. I mean, this work is very hard. You have to really be into it and love what you do to actually continue to stay, right? Like, absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah, I think a lot of women look at having children as a way out of the stress. So they're thinking, I can now quit my job and be a stay-at-home mom instead. And then they come to realize this is harder than the job I had before, right? And it's like, it's not sunshine and rainbows like you think it's going to be, you know? But I think women are just so burnt out. And I also think that's another reason why some people shouldn't have children, is because they are so burnt out. And having children isn't going to give you fulfillment from that burnout. It's not. And some people think it will. And it's like you had said, there's some people out there. So we have somebody like Noelle, right? Who's not working. She's a mom. That's what she does. She loves it. That's her purpose. That's who she is as a person. But then you have these other people that are trying to juggle working and,
Yeah, full time and
full time. They don't have any support. They have no
No.
family. Noelle lives with her parents and her husband. Like, she has tons of support. And the same with me. And this is one of the cons on my list was I don't live near any of my family. Nobody. I'm like, I'd basically be setting myself up for stress because I wouldn't have anybody to help me. And like you had said, back in the day, that was a huge part of everybody's life was you stayed in a community of people and there were people there to help all the time, you know? So I don't even now the people that I surround myself with, nobody has children besides people that I know online that I'm friends with. So in my general like sphere though, nobody actually has children. So I don't even really get to like witness that unless it's like through online or like, you know, talking on the phone, stuff like that. So I don't know. Do you have a lot of friends with kids?
I actually do have, because like a lot of, like I live in the Gold Coast, which is where I grew up. So like my two of my really closest friends, Kerry and Sam, they both have kids. I'm just thinking about our wedding, all the people that came to our wedding. Like a lot of people do have kids in our age group. Some of the younger ones don't. But yeah, it's interesting. Like I can see, I can, you know, like what really, what I believe now is that like everything is happening for me. And like, I was just not meant to have a baby. And so I just really love the life that I have. Like, I don't sit here thinking, oh, I should have had a kid. But then I can still see, like, you know, the joy that they get from having kids. But then there's also the stress, like you say. Like, I think whatever choice that you make, it's like there's going to be pros and cons, like you said, to both. So as long as you make the decision, align yourself with it, you're just going to have the best life, aren't you? Like, but it, like you say, I think it's like if you're not feeling internally fulfilled and happy, like having a baby is probably not going to fix that.
Exactly. And a lot of people that, and I think a lot of people, like we said, a lot of people are having children that shouldn't. And a lot of the times it's due to like trauma, you know, not feeling love. So they feel like I'm going to have this child because obviously you're going to have unconditional love from your child. They rely on you, right? So yeah, it's just so interesting to think about the different reasons for why people have children, why people don't have children, the different lives everybody leads to get them there, you know? I also kind of wonder a little bit too, were you on birth control?
I was when I was back in the day before I found Emma and Craig. Yeah, for a long time.
A long time. So I have a little bit of a theory about that because I was on birth control for 12 years, right? So long time. I didn't go off birth control until I was like 28, I want to say. It was like, I'm
Yeah, I was like
29. I'm
34, I think, like 34, 35.
I wonder if birth control plays a role in that a little bit
Potentially.
in the, you know, in just the idea of wanting to have children or not, you know. Most of the women that I know that are just like moms, you know, they're just like I said, they were just born to be a mom, like that's their purpose. None of them have been on birth control. And I'm like, I kind of
That is
wonder if
interesting.
birth control, if it kind of like maybe changed like some brain chemistry a little bit, or like if it changed, you know, that masculine feminine energy. I don't know. It is very interesting to think about it because I do feel that the women that have been on birth control the longest don't want children, but or is it the other way around? I never wanted children. So I was on birth control because I didn't want children, right? So I stayed on it for a longer period of time than those that necessarily, you know, wanted or people that wanted to have children. So it's an interesting thing to think about, but
It is. That is actually interesting. And I probably there is some truth to that, I think. You know, like, because you're right, because don't they say that women who take the pill, like, they choose not as masculine men?
Well, that's the thing. making you more masculine. Like it shuts off that feminine and brings on the masculine. So I kind of wonder if that maybe changed some things, and just in my body and me not wanting to have children or not, it's just an interesting thing that I think about every now and then, because all the moms have never been on birth control. All the ones that I know.
Yeah, that is. I'd have to think about my friends. I'd have to bloody ask them, but yeah, that is really interesting. And I think if you listen to this, we're not saying don't have kids. Like, just think about, no, like, yeah, like, think about, like, is it your true, like, what's truly going to make you happy?
And it's just, even like my the Annika, the girl that I work with, we do like the podcast together and all of that. And she's in that stage of life where she's going to be getting pregnant soon, right? And I'm like so excited about that though, because this is like my first friend that's like gonna be so close to me that it's like I get to like be like an aunt kind of, be awesome, But I'm not thinking that for myself, but I'm like very excited
Yeah,
for this
excited for
opportunity,
them.
and the fact that, like I said, like I have the capacity, like sure, like sign me up, I'll come help, like you know what I mean? I have that capacity and the energy more so than a mom that just gave birth, right?
That is
So
so true. Yeah, it's like I always think about, like, with my nephews, like, I'm going to be the auntie that spoils them with, like, bought them an ice cream maker for
the
Christmas and
fun
takes
one,
it, yeah, the fun one, take them out to this, we're going to this bloody water park, spoil them with, like, lots of gifts and, fun stuff. And yeah, so yeah, it's just,
No, I think it's just you gotta really tune in, it's not, if you're making decisions based off of things that you're seeing on social media and like highlight reels, truly, truly tune in, like really pay attention to how you feel. And also you have to come to realize like children are a lifelong commitment, and
You can't give them back.
just getting bored one day, that doesn't qualify for you to have children if it's something that you've always been kind of wishy-washy about. And I think the pros and cons list is a great place to start, and obviously if by chance I got pregnant, right, which I mean things can happen, like I would obviously honor that, right? But it's just not something that I had had in my destiny. And kind of like what you were saying, like it's not like something that I planned, but it's something that I would be open to if it were to happen. And I mean obviously I would show up and be the mom that that I would want to be, but yeah, I don't know.
So I think, I guess, if you're listening to this and you're deciding you don't, because I initially was like, felt a bit bad, not bad, but like, I don't know, it's just sort of, it's okay. Like, I talked a lot to Greta, we did a lot of tapping and stuff on it, and she's like, it's all right. Like, I can see how much you love your life and your businesses, and like, I love getting up every day and going for a walk on the beach, and Craig and I will go out to dinner and do all these awesome things. And that's okay. That's okay.
I think it's just more people need to just tune in and realize, if I'm on the fence about this, then maybe it's not, maybe it's not for me. And it's okay. And like you said, it's okay.
Okay.
It is totally okay. Yeah, you will be okay. Everything's gonna work out.
That's exactly right. That's how what I think, my, it's all working out for me. Like, it's happening as it should. It's happening for me, the same sort of thing. Yeah. Well, this
And
is
I
a
never actually thought this was odd that there were women that didn't want to have children. I thought it was just kind of a common thing now. Like I was talking to a few friends about it, and they're like, yeah, I actually don't really know anybody that doesn't have kids. I was like, really?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm like,
Like, in our program, like, we, like, 95% reckon of women would have kids.
So I never actually realized how different it was. And honestly, I don't think I would really think anything of it if it wasn't for social media. I wouldn't think anything about it. I'd just be like, yeah, this is just, it's my life. It's how I live my life. I don't know. It's just,
Just normal to us.
It's just totally normal. And yeah, I think there's just kind of this stigma that it's like I think a lot of it comes from like religion, like there's people that grow up in very religious households and it's like sinful to not have children and stuff like that. I think that is so wrong, to tell somebody you're sinning if you
Oh,
don't have
totally.
children. Gosh, like, who are you to tell somebody how to live their life, right?
I know. That's
this
crazy.
Is where we have so many kids that are traumatized and have mental illness and all this stuff, and it's because the parents are not fully present. They're not there. And you know, really need to fully analyze, like, are you going to be able to be fully present in your children's life or not? And analyze that, you know?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that are fucked up because of that shit.
I know.
Not to say that you blame your parents, but you know, probably they were just doing the best job that they could, you know, but like, it's like, you're right, like, want to do it. Really, if you want, like, No, that's awesome. I mean,
it's a big job. And I mean, you've got to work through your own shit before you have a child. Really, truly, you got to really work on yourself before having a child, and, you know, and then analyze, figure out who you are. I feel like a lot of people don't know who they are. And, you know, they're going off of what they're seeing on social media. They're going off of other people to tell them who they are when they don't actually know who they are. And I think the more and more I figured out who I was and what I like to do and what makes me happy and fulfilled, the more and more I was drawn away from having children. So,
yeah, makes so much sense. Oh, this has been an awesome conversation. I'm sure we'll get lots of great feedback from it. Like, interesting. Yeah, it'd be great to hear what people think. And as always, just share, take a screenshot of the episode and share your biggest takeaways on Instagram stories and tag me at KIPTYBLOMFILD. I'll put all of Laura's details in the show notes so you can tag her as well. And yeah, thanks so much for coming on. It's been amazing. I've really enjoyed this.
Yeah, for sure.